This is Akashvani. The news read by Tanvi Khurana. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman presented the Union Budget 2026-27, giving a strong push to manufacturing, infrastructure and job creation while proposing a simpler tax and customs regime. In her ninth consecutive budget in Parliament, Ms. Sitharaman laid out a multi-pronged strategy to sustain growth amid global uncertainty, including expanding domestic electronics and semiconductor capabilities, de-risking infrastructure projects, skilling India's youth for emerging technologies and easing compliance for taxpayers and importers. A major structural reform comes with the Income Tax Act 2025, effective April 1, 2026, containing simpler rules and redesigned forms. Budget 2026 provided compliance relief for individuals, including extended timelines for revising returns to March 31st from 31st of December earlier, staggered ITR due dates and easier filling of the form 15G or 15H through depositories.
My tax proposals are guided by the spirit. The objectives of my proposals are personal income tax reforms with special focus on middle class, rationalization of TDS and TCS for easing difficulties, encouraging voluntary compliance, reducing compliance burden, ease of doing business, employment and investment.
Both Houses of Parliament are scheduled to take up the motion of thanks on the President's address today. Union Minister and BJP MP Sarbananda Sonowal will move the motion in the Lok Sabha and his fellow party MP Tejasvi Surya will second the motion. In the Rajya Sabha, BJP MP C. Sadanandan Master will move the motion and his fellow party MP Medha Vishram Kulkarni will second the motion. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the Union Budget is human-centric and strengthens India's foundation with path-breaking reforms. Prime Minister also described it as historic and a catalyst for accelerating the country's reform trajectory and long-term growth. In remarks following the presentation of the budget, Mr. Modi said the proposals will energize the economy, empower citizens and give India's youth fresh opportunities to scale new heights. Calling the government's reform agenda a reform express, Prime Minister said the reform express that India is riding today will gain new energy and new momentum from this budget.
ये बजट अपार अवसरों का राजमार्ग है ये बजट वर्तमान के सपनों को साकार करता है और भारत के उज्जवल भविष्य की नींव को सशक्त करता है ये बजट 2047 के विकसित भारत की हमारी ऊंची उड़ान का मजबूत आधार है.
President Draupadi Murmu will be on a six-day visit to Odisha and Chhattisgarh beginning today. During the visit, the President will attend the convocation ceremony of Fakir Mohan University at Balasore and inaugurate its newly constructed auditorium. On Wednesday, the President will unveil the statue of Bhanjveer Sunaram Soren and interact with the students at Government Girls Higher Secondary School, Mahuldiha, Rairangpur. She will also inaugurate and lay the foundation stones for various projects such as the Government Ayurved Medical College and Hospital, OUAT Campus, Archery Center, City Beautification and Drainage Upgradation Projects. The President will interact with the women and youth of tribal communities at Simbipal on 6th of this month. She will also grace the Black Swan Summit India being organized by the Government of Odisha in collaboration with Global Finance and Technology Network at Bhubaneswar. On 7th of this month, the President will inaugurate the Bastar Pandum 2026 festival at Jagdalpur in Chhattisgarh. In the ICC Men's Under-19 Cricket ODI World Cup, India defeated arch-rivals Pakistan by 58 runs at the Queen's Sports Club in Bulawayo, Zimbabwe yesterday. Chasing a target of 253 runs, Pakistan were bundled out for just 194 in 46.2 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.